ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's continued to pressure Attorney General Pam Bondi to bring criminal charges against his political opponents. ABC's Rachel Scott says he's already made changes within the Justice Department.
President Trump just days ago forced out a top federal prosecutor whose office did not find any evidence to back up allegations that New York Attorney General Letitia James committed mortgage fraud after months of investigating.
President's going to nominate his former defense attorney, Lindsay Halligan, as U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. She has no experience as a prosecutor. The Washington Post reports the president's going to announce a link today between Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says science shows this is not true. The U.K. among the countries to announce recognition of a Palestinian state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls this an absurd award for terrorism, expected to be a major topic at the U.N. General Assembly, which begins today. This is ABC News. The man suspected of shooting and killing a person at a wedding reception in Nashua, New Hampshire on Saturday night and injuring two others is due in court today. Authorities say the suspect is a former employee of the venue. Autumn arrives in the U.S. this afternoon, but one town in Texas was battered by weather that's usually associated with springtime.
Firefighters sent to reports of a partially collapsed Walmart distribution center north of Dallas were not immune from nature's wrath.
We're still getting hit with golf balls right now.
The audio from Broadcastify had a nearby RV campground.
I tell you what, I'm happy to be alive.
Clint Fry's camper was flipped.
I think if I'd have been on a couch, all the heavy stuff that smashed in there would have smashed right on me.
At least one person was taken to the hospital. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Actor Tom Holland suffered a concussion on the set of the latest Spider-Man movie and will take a break from filming for a few days. Nobody else was hurt. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay area school students head back to class today under some new safety protocols put in place by the district. About 11,000 students had to go get a new clear backpack if they want to bring a bag to school. Thousands of clear backpacks have been donated by local businesses and people around the community to support students. And that's just one of several new safety measures put in place after police found a loaded gun and ammunition in a student's backpack at High School nearly 2 weeks ago. The district held a community roundtable discussion last week to gather ideas from the public on what they'd like to see in schools to keep students safe. The school board will present the results of that discussion at their next school board meeting on October 13th. If you'd like to see Jimmy Kimmel back on air, now's your chance to have your voice heard. An online petition is circulating criticizing the recent move by ABC to pull Jimmy Kimmel off the air after he made remarks in his monologue regarding the suspect in the Charlie Kirk killing. The petition cites First Amendment protections, saying the right to openly critique and question one's government is a cornerstone of democracy. It goes on to say the Trump administration's censoring Jimmy Kimmel has grave implications for the future of free speech and democracy. The petition is circulating all around social media and posted online at Care2, the petition site. And the Pack suffered their first loss of the season in a heartbreaker at Cleveland yesterday. Just 2 seconds left in the game, the Browns scored a 55-yard field goal to break the 10-10 tie, beating the Packers 13-10. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers losing Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A huge upset. The Packers losing to the Browns, 13-10. The turning point, Jordan Love throwing an interception late in the fourth quarter, allowing the Browns to tie up the game.
No, we're running a triple slant concept, and they're in man coverage. And, you know, I'm trying to work Wicks right there, number two. You know, the safety that was guarding Tucker, you know, fell off that, passed it off, and got in the window right there, and I didn't even see him.
Up next, they face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Wisconsin lost 27-10 to Maryland. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell reacts to fans in the stands chanting "Fire Fickell."
They're passionate about what they do and what they want to see, and that's what you love about this place.
The Brewers play the Padres tonight in San Diego. They clinched the divisional title again, but had to place Brandon Woodruff on the 15-day IL with a lat strain.
Played catch on Friday. Felt like it was normal stuff. Yesterday, tried to throw a pin, and something felt a little different.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, chance of a shower or storm this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with some patchy fog, a low near 60. Currently, it's 62.
Heads up, the multi-state keyword that I gave you an hour ago has expired, but I'll give you another one next hour. Give you another chance to win with the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest from WGBW.
stop making music like this. We don't know either.
Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW. Coming up in a couple of minutes, the timeless commercial of the day, and I found an appropriate one given what we've been talking about. Yeah, that's a clue right there, so stick around. That's about 2 minutes away here on 97.9 WGBW.
The power of friendship has spawned a memorable baseball season in Milwaukee. When you choose to work with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the relationship is more than what feels like having a friend. Pella honors trust and commitment on your behalf, before, during, and after the sale. And with this month's incredible deal, Gina Della from Pella is here to share why you shouldn't wait to order new windows and doors.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 60 months. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 9/30/2025.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Women Who Run With Scissors was formed in 1997 by art quilters in the Green Bay area. Today, membership expands throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Women Who Run With Scissors, Materialized Again, opens September 13th at the Neville Public Museum. The largest craft beverage sampling event returns to the Resch Expo October 4th, Festival Foods Craftoberfest. Guests will receive a sampling glass and unlimited tastes of hundreds of craft beverages, including beer, wine, spirits, and more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
817 at 97.9 WGBW. Just be aware there is a string of showers and looks like thunderstorms, some of them heavy, and it's a long string that reaches from roughly Shawano all the way into towards Rochester, Minnesota. So it's a big piece of rain headed our way. We're going to get something somewhere, sometime, probably within the next hour, hour and a half, but that's my non-expert guess. Here. Okay, time for the timeless commercial of the day. Now, this one, since we were talking with Pat Hibbard from Let Me Be Frank Productions about their new production starting Thursday at the Meyer called Don't Squeeze the Charmin, well, it just seemed natural. That's I play one of the old Mr. Whipple commercials.
That's him, Herman, the funny-looking one with the mustache.
I'll handle them.
They're in a store, husband and wife.
You've been giving the missus a tough time for squeezing Charmin bathroom tissue.
But we don't squeeze new Charmin in the store.
Yeah, see, there's a sign.
A sign?
Honey, there's a sign.
But Herman, we can't resist. Charmin's so deep down, squeezably soft.
And the soft fragrance is irresistible price, too.
Honey, the sign.
Everyone squeezes new Charmin here.
Does smell nice, huh? Still soft. But you gotta resist it, honey. You gotta be strong like us guys.
Oh,
right, Whipple? Whipple.
Please don't squeeze the Charmin.
New squeezably soft Charmin bathroom tissue from Procter & Gamble. Take it home and squeeze it.
Did they really say you got to be tough like us guys? Well, it was 1970. Doesn't excuse it. Just explains it.
ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for. Something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and empty days will be my only friend. From this day love is forgotten,
I'll go on as best I can.
Say goodbye to
is lifting outside the Civic Media Studios in downtown Green Bay on Washington Street. I'm Dan Marcus. 826, Connie Feldman has the news next, and next hour, Laura McKenna will have another multi-state keyword that could win you the green and gold text to win contest. Daily prize, $200 and jewelry, and everybody who enters is qualified for a pair of game tickets.
Writings on the wall.
The station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Connie Feldman is here. Packers lost yesterday. You okay?
I don't think I'm ready to talk about it yet, Dan.
Okay, well, let's move on to the weather then.
It was a heartbreaker.
It was. It was tough to hold that lead for so long and dominate, I think, for so long, and then lost it on a couple of what I consider fluke plays.
Yeah. Well, it was the last 2 seconds when that field goal.
The intersection did it for me.
Yeah.
Or the interception. Well, the interception too. Okay, Connie, what else is going
on? Well, that did not help. It was a heartbreaker in Cleveland. The Packers lose to the Browns last night in 2 seconds. Cleveland didn't even score until the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. But then the game turned in a hurry. An interception was blocked field goal attempt by the Packers. Set the Browns up to break the 10-10 tie, which they did with a 55-yard field goal. The Pack fell to the Browns 13-10 in their first loss of the season. A former Green Bay school board member was charged with 2 felonies last week for allegedly getting elected to the school board while not being a resident of the district. Cowley resigned last May after Green Bay Press Gazette story appeared to provide evidence Lee might not actually live in the school district when he campaigned and won his board seat in spring of 2024. State law requires a school board candidate to be a resident of the school district for at least 28 consecutive days before filing their declaration of candidacy. Lee's initial court appearance is scheduled for November 19th. More than 4,000 runners flooded the streets of the Valley this weekend for the return of the Fox Cities Marathon. The event was canceled last year due to severe weather. The winner finished the 26.2-mile race in just under 2 hours and 40 minutes. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, chance of a shower or storm this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with some patchy fog, a low near 60. Currently, it's 62.
local news timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Another multi-state keyword give you another chance to go for the green and gold coming after 9.
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl. Yet brings me down all right. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night. Whoa, Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, 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 do you care? Julie, Julie, are you thinking of me? Julie, Julie, will you still be there? We had so much fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time. Till then.
How you doing? This is Howard Kalin, you know, the good-looking bearded turtle, and I'm happy together with Dan Marcus.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. The Turtles, She'd Rather Be With Me. I'm Dan Marcus. Something going on in Appleton this weekend? Oh, yeah. It's Oktoberfest in Appleton. Kicks off Friday night with the famous License to Cruise. 400 classic cars expected to be lined up on College Avenue. And then the next day, it's Oktoberfest. Music starts as early as 9 a.m., so I would imagine some beverage flowing may start around that same time. Of course, there are arts and crafts. There's a family fun area. It's License to Cruise this coming weekend in Appleton. Yeah, I'll see you there. I'll be in search of a funnel cake.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Another multi-state keyword gives you another chance to win $200 and jewelry. That's the green and gold. With the text to win contest coming up with Laura McKenna, she steps in here at 9 o'clock, top of the hour. WGBW.
when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
sail on, silver girl, sail on by, your time has come to shine, all your dreams are on their way, see how they shine. If you need a friend, I'm
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. From the Civic Media Studios downtown Green Bay, fog has been lifting, and I'd still use your lights just for safety's sake. There, I'm off my soapbox. Dan Marcus at 8:52, and I thank you for listening today. Laura McKenna is next, and she will have another multi-state keyword that could give you another chance to win $200 and jewelry. What? Somebody wins every single day, and everybody who enters, whether they win at the end of the day or not, is qualified to win the tickets to see the Green and Gold play the Purple People in November. Indoor club seats. So be here for a keyword. It's every other hour between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. inclusive. Have a great day. Enjoy, Laura. And I'll catch up with you tomorrow on 97.9 WGBW.
in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
I'm Brian Clark. President Trump called Charlie Kirk a martyr for American freedom, and speaking at the Arizona Memorial to the slain conservative activist, highlighted a difference between the two.
He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent.
The president's been pressuring Attorney General Pam Bondi to bring criminal charges against some of his political opponents. Today, the president will address an investigation into the causes of autism in the U.S. The Washington Post reports the administration is going to link Tylenol use in pregnancy to autism and identify a cancer drug as a potential treatment.